गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर
Thank you.
बोल प्रेमानंदे हरि नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य श्रद्धावादी श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री शिक्षाष्टकम की जय। So far we have done up to the sixth verse. Now we left with two more out of Shikshashtakam. The seventh verse goes like Yugayitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Prabhishayitam Shunnayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahinam. So will you try to memorize it for this verse also? Did you memorize the last three verses from yesterday? How many of you have done that? Very good. Yugayitam. Nimeshena. Chakshusha. Prabhrishayitam. Yugayitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Prabhrishayitam. Okay, close the book. Don't look at it. How many of you can recite this line? Very good. Okay, do it three times. Very good. Now how many of you can recite it? Please raise your hands. Yes?
Yugayutam prati.
Yugayutam nimeshena.
Yugayutam nimeshena. Chakshusha pravasetam.
Very good. I can see that you are doing it right now. And what about you, Sanjay? Without, anyway, it's all right. Shunnayitam.
Shunnayitam.
Jagat Sarvam.
Jagat Sarvam.
Shunnayitam Jagat Sarvam. Govinda virahe name. How does it feel like? Ravi, want to give it a try? Govinda. Very good. Okay, Ramananda. Okay, how many of you remember the first line now? Okay, Aradhana. Okay, this is the second line. The first line. Very good. See, with a little effort, we can very easily memorize these verses. And it's very important that at least Shikshashtakam we memorize. All the eight verses of Shikshashtakam. Because you can see the Shikshashtakam is the very essence of what we are practicing. What we are practicing, the entire process and entire culmination of our practice is there in these 8 verses. It is not that by reading these verses we will be able to understand so much. You know, what will be the real revelation? When will be the real understanding? The real understanding will be revealed in the heart. As you keep chanting the holy name, this Shikshashtakam will become revealed in your heart. After all, transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. Can transcendental knowledge be acquired intellectually? No, it is not a matter of intellectual perception or intellectual assimilation. Transcendental knowledge, Dibya Gyan, Hriday Prakashita, will be revealed in the heart. How it will be revealed in the heart? As the heart becomes purified, transcendental knowledge will be revealed in the heart. And now you go back to again, how will the heart be purified? Cheto darpana marjana. By chanting, heart will be purified. And as the heart becomes purified, the holy name and the effect of the holy name will become manifest in the heart, will be revealed in the heart. Therefore, it is only a matter of waiting to receive the mercy. In the form of the mercy of the Lord, the knowledge will be revealed in the heart. Bhakti already includes knowledge. When you take to bhakti, when you take to devotional service, you do not have to separately cultivate knowledge. Studies, yes, that is there. You have to study, but so the knowledge will automatically be there. As you progress in your spiritual life, the knowledge will automatically be revealed in the heart. Bhakti Devi has 2 sons. You know who are those 2 sons of Bhakti Devi? Very good. Jnana and Vairagya. Knowledge and renunciation. As the bhakti develops in the heart, knowledge will be revealed in the heart and renunciation will automatically appear in the heart. That means when you get the higher taste, you'll automatically give up the lower taste. When you have a nice wonderful plate of Mahaprasad, will you feel like eating some rotten food? Similarly, as we develop our taste for spiritual life, our attachment to material nature will automatically disappear. I was about to say automatically reduce. It will not reduce, it will just eventually disappear. So this is how effective the process is. Practice the process, the result will be there. Water the tree, the fruits will be there. What kind of tree we are talking about here? This tree is the tree of devotion. Bhakti Lata. And as you properly cultivate the tree, as you properly water the tree and take care of the tree, or take care of the plant, what will happen? The plant will not only grow, but eventually the plant will be decorated with beautiful flowers and fruits. What is the flower of this? This Bhakti Lata, the flower of Bhakti Lata, is transcendental emotions, bhava. And what is the fruit of this Bhakti Lata? The fruit of Bhakti Lata is Krishna Prema. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the fruit. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He came to distribute Krishna Prema. And Krishna Prema is the fruit of this Bhakti Lata, the devotional creeper. So gradual elevation in spiritual life due to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra has been so wonderfully described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sixth verse described what? Mahaprabhu, representing our situation, is saying when it will happen to us. When will tears come streaming down my eyes? Nayanam galadoshudharaya. Nayanam galadoshudharaya. When will tears come streaming down my eyes? Badanam gadgadaruddhaya gira. When my voice will be choked. Pulakoir nichitam bopukada. When the hairs on my body will stand on their end due to the experience of ecstasy. Tava naam grahane bhavishyate. By chanting your holy name. But what this verse is saying, nimeshena jugaitam chapshusha prabhishaitam. Due to your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Nimesh means, let's see, there is somebody with the name Nimesh, whether he knows the meaning of the word. Moment. Okay. How is this moment calculated, do you know, Nimesh? Nimesh literally means wink of an eye. As the time that takes to wink, close your eyes and open your eyes, that's an image. So this closing of my eyes will appear to be like 12 years or more. Jugaitam. So due to this is a feeling due to the separation from Krishna. Love has two aspects. Love has one aspect that is union and the other is separation. Actually everybody wants to be united with the object of love. But at the same time there is separation. You can't always have the union. Rather, separation makes love even stronger, even deeper, even more relishable. So, there are these two aspects of loving relationship. Prema is sambhog and vipralambha. Sambhog is the stage of union. When both the lover and beloved are together, that is the phase of sambhog. And when the lover and beloved, when they are separated, that is the stage of separation or vipralambha. Now of these two, which one is deeper? In which aspect love is deeper? In separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing this feeling of separation. Govinda virahena me, viraha and milan. This expression, Vipralamba and Sambhog, are little complex expression, but the simple expression is, in Sanskrit, is viraha and milan. This word is very known, common to everybody. Those who know Hindi or Indian languages. Milan, meeting, union. And viraha means separation. So separation not in that way, not a separation in divorce, but it is a separation of physical distance. But that, in English also we have an expression who remembers that. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. So, distance makes the heart grow fonder. And so, what is the situation of every one of us in this material nature? We all are separated from Krishna. We all are separated from Krishna. So we are actually in a natural state of Vipralamba. Only thing is that we don't have love for Krishna. We are separated, but we don't have the love for Krishna. Now if we can develop our love for Krishna, then what will happen? We'll immediately experience the feeling of a very intense feeling of separation. That feeling of separation has been very wonderfully displayed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Mahaprabhu was always crying, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Especially after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and got initiated by Ishwar Puri, then he started to display this ecstatic symptom, which made everybody feel that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad. Common people started to think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad. They took him to the doctor. And doctor also said that there is Vayu Rog. The disease caused by the imbalance of air in the body. There are five types of air that control the activities of the body. Our mental process also is controlled by air. So if the air is imbalanced, then one becomes insane. So they thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became insane. But it was not insanity, but it was ecstasy. Ecstasy and insanity sometimes may appear to be alike. Just as sunrise and sunset may appear to be alike. Don't the sunrise and sunset look similar? But they are diametrically opposed. Similarly, ecstasy due to intense Krishna prema and insanity appears to be alike. And in that state of insanity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or in a state of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying all the time. Kaha jao, kaha pao, Brajendranandana. Where can I find the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where can I find the son of Nanda Maharaj? Because due to his separation, my heart is cracking, my heart is breaking. Brajendra Nandan Bina Fatima. That's how he was lamenting all the time. And then also, during the last 12 years of his being situated in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed that very intense mode of separation. That has been very nicely described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila. Mahaprabhu's, his body became, his body became transformed in this intense separation from Krishna. Sometimes his hands and feet used to be withdrawn within the body. That's the, like a tortoise, Kurma Rupa. And sometimes his body became so large that it was 14, 15 feet long. He was already about 7 feet. So this is how he was displaying his transcendental ecstasy. Sometimes in ecstasy he fainted in the river, in the ocean. And he was in the ocean, he drowned in ecstasy. But the fishermen, when they're fishing, they got him on the net. And they couldn't pull him out, so after a lot of struggle, when they pulled him out, they thought that it was something unusual because they never seen such a large body. They thought it was a ghost or something. That was. And not only that, as because of his contact, as they came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, just by touching his body, they also started to chant Hare Krishna. They also became mad. And so this is how Mahaprabhu was displaying his ecstatic symptoms due to Vipralambha during his last days, last years. And he would also display his ecstatic symptoms in a sort of feeling of union. When he would see Jagannath, he would be so happy. In front of Jagannath's chariot, he was just dancing and dancing. And in ecstasy, his voice got choked. Gadan badanam gadgadaruthaya gira. Gira, voice, is gadgada. Like he tries to speak but he cannot speak, as if it's choked. The sound is not coming out properly. And and in that state he couldn't say Jagannath. A simple word like Jagannath he could not utter. He was saying ja 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 ka ja ga ga. The word was faulty. So this is what happens. These are the symptoms of ecstasy due to the experience of loving relationship with them, or experiencing the love for the Lord. So now it is happening. Previous verse it says when it will happen, but this verse is describing that it is happening. Now what is happening? Feeling your separation, O Govinda, I am considering a moment to be like a 12 years old man. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world, in your absence. So So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. What mood is this? This mood is the mood of Vipralamba. What is Vipralamba? The way Radharani is feeling due to the separation from Krishna. Radharani is feeling this. This is not Krishna. It's Radharani. Krishna assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani to understand what is this love for Krishna like. He wanted to understand three things. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. What's the glory of Radharani's love for me? Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. Banaiva Shadda Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisha Bhamodiya. What kind of sweetness is there that Radharani becomes so attractive to me? And Shokhan Chasha Madanam Havato. By loving me, how does she feel? What kind of happiness does she experience? In order to understand these three things, was the glory of Radharani's love, what kind of sweetness is there in him that attracts Radharani, and by loving him, what kind of happiness Radharani experiences. To understand these three things, Krishna assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani. Because without assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani, he couldn't understand that. Although he is all-knowing, all-cognizant, Supreme Personality of Godhead, but these three things he couldn't understand. Therefore, he had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhavodduti Shubalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani and in the complexion of Srimati Radharani, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna wanted to know these three things. Therefore, he had to become Srimati Radharani. Simple words. Radha Bhavudduti Shubalitam. And how did he do that? Sochigarbha Sintho Harindu. Just as moon appeared due to the churning of the ocean, milk ocean, similarly, churning the womb of the ocean of the womb of mother, Sachi, the moon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Krishna is experiencing this very, very intense, loving experience. Mahabhav. Rasaraj, Mahabhav. Rasaraj is Krishna, and personification of Mahabhav, the highest transcendental emotions, loving mood. The highest loving mood is Srimati Radharani. So only she experiences this Mahabhava. And now, Krishna, since he appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is experiencing that in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is not there. He is looking, searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And he would display these emotions when he would see Lord Jagannath, especially when he is taking Lord Jagannath to the Gundicha temple during Ratha Yatra. Because Ratha Yatra festival is the occasion when Krishna is being taken from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Krishna is gone. Krishna left Vrindavan. Went to Mathura. From Mathura he went to Dwarka. And then from Dwarka he came to Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. And the Brajavasis also went to Kurukshetra. So the day after solar eclipse, when everyone is preparing to leave, the gopis got the message that Krishna is there. Krishna also came to Kurukshetra. So when they heard that Krishna was there, they ran to meet Krishna. And at that time Krishna was preparing to leave. He just got into the chariot and he is about to leave. At that time the gopis arrived there along with the other residents of Vrindavan. After 100 years of separation, they met. Those who could not even tolerate the separation caused by the winking of the eyes. You remember that? The gopis cursed Brahma, or complained to, or rather criticized Brahma. Now what kind of body he created? The body that needs the winking of the eyes. And because of the winking of the eyes, we can't see Krishna for that moment. They couldn't bear to say the separation caused by this wink of an eye, wink of their eyes. And now they couldn't see Krishna for 100 years. During that time, they didn't cook food. They didn't eat anything. They lost interest in everything. So after 100 years of separation, they met. This has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srimati Radharani was not happy. Although she met Krishna after 100 years, her feeling is, this is not the Krishna that I knew. My Krishna doesn't dress like this. He's a prince. My Krishna is a cowherd boy. He wears a peacock feather on his head, and this person is wearing a crown in his head. He wears forest flower garlands made of flowers, and he is wearing all these fancy ornaments. That Krishna carries he wears a yellow silk cloth, and this is dressed in royal robes. And my Krishna has a flute in his hand, and this person is decked up with bows and arrows and sword and spears. And my Krishna is on the bank of Jamuna in the forest of Vrindavan, and this character is surrounded by all these elephants and horses, trumpeting, whining, and these royal personalities surrounding him. So the gopis could understand the mood of Srimati Radharani. So understanding the mood of Srimati Radharani, that is, Radharani is not satisfied to meet Krishna in this way, in this situation. So what did they do? They got hold of the chariot, Krishna's chariot, and started to pull it towards Vrindavan. So that is Rath Yatra festival. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking Jagannath to Vrindavan. So in ecstasy, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he's dancing. So Vipralambha Sambhog. Viraha Milan. And then the 8th verse is describing the mood of a devotee when he develops his love for Krishna. Praying. Especially the mood of Srimati Radharani. Ashlisha Bapadaratan Pinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatan Karatuba Jatha Tathava Vivdadhatu Lampato Mat Prana Nathastu Swayeva Napara. Ashlisha Bapadaratan Pinashtumam. Even if you handle me roughly or you embrace me. Adarshanan marmahatam karotuba. Or marmahatam means break. Marma means heart. And ahata means hurt. If you hurt my heart, if you break my heart, adarshanan, not by giving your darshan. Jatha tatha va vidadhatu lampatu. Do the way, whichever way you want to act, because you are a completely independent personality. And he is using the word lampatu. What is the meaning of the word lampato? Debauchee. A debauchee. He's calling him a debauchee. A transcendental debauchee. Shishupal also called Krishna debauchee, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is calling him a debauchee. Is it same? No. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. Like, okay, if you are running after other women, what can be done? You are the completely independent Supreme Personality. So. But still, mat prana nathustu saeva nāpara. You are the Lord of my heart. Besides you, I do not know. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord. Who is saying that? Srimati Radharani is saying that. So we have to understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Radharani together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna combined. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. So, this is the mood of a devotee, ultimately. Devotee doesn't demand anything from Krishna. In this respect, Prabhupada gives the example that a child who is not very obedient to the father will ask the father, give me this gift. But when the child is good and obedient, then he doesn't ask anything from the father. Rather, he accepts whatever the father does to him, because he knows that his father is the ultimate well-wisher. Whatever his father does is for his benefit. So similarly, a devotee at an initial stage, at an immature stage, he may ask Krishna for so many things, but at a mature stage he doesn't ask for anything. Rather he says, okay, do whatever you want to do. Or this is the consideration of real love. In real love there is no such demand. Rather acceptance of the way the beloved acts. So these are the 8 verses of Shikshashtakam. So once again, please try to memorize these verses. Please try to understand these verses. Make it a point to regularly read them, consult them, discuss about them. And in this way, try to develop your attachment to the holy name, which began with Chetodarpana Marjanam. From Chetodarpana Marjanam to Ashlishabha Padavata. They all will happen. Just we have to chant the holy name without offenses. So tomorrow we won't have any class, right? What time we are going?
The first at 7:30.
At 7:30 in the morning. Okay. So tomorrow we'll be going to Cologne for Rath Yatra, and the whole day we'll practically spend there. Then, day after tomorrow, we'll have another session. In that, I will discuss the Shikshashtakam, the summary of the Shikshashtakam, which has been given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's very beautifully described, the effect of the holy name, the glory of the holy name. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes.
Maharaj, you very beautifully described Lord Chaitanya's love towards Krishna and his relationship. So I was wondering if you maybe could say a few words about the other quality of Lord Chaitanya, which is his attitude towards other living entities. Like us in this time, or perhaps in past times, what is his attitude? Is there something here, some special?
Okay, very good point. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance has two aspects. One aspect of Mahaprabhu's appearance is to distribute Krishna prema. And the other aspect, this distribution of Krishna prema is the external aspect. And the internal aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is to understand the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. So, Mahaprabhu traveling all over India distributed Krishna consciousness, external, fulfilling the external aspect. But for 12 years, he staying in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri, he relished the internal aspect. The other aspect is distribution of Krishna consciousness. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru haiya taro itesh. Becoming the Jagat Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the whole world by distributing Krishna consciousness. That has been described through one verse as anarpita charin chirat korunaya vati nakalu. In order to distribute something that he didn't distribute for a long, long time, for 1,000 chaturyuga, he didn't do that. In order to distribute that, he appeared. Anarpita charin chirat korunaya avatirna karo. He appeared very mercifully in the age of Kali. What is that? Samarpaito munnato jalarashan shabhakti shriyam. To distribute his own devotion in the highest and most brilliant level, which is jaya jaya jalarasho sarva rasho shar. Parokiya bhave jaha, it which is the loving relationship that is manifest in Vrindavan through Parokya. Okay. Loving relationship between a young boy and girl who are not married. That loving relationship with the gopis of Vrindavan. So Krishna came to reveal that love of Braja. And that is what he is doing, distributing. Come, take it, and become qualified to enter into Vrindavan. Yes, Ravi?
How do we distinguish between fake feelings fake feelings? You know, when you don't know whether it's genuine or not, when your voice chokes or tears seem to appear, how do you know whether they're fake or not? Because sometimes it can be crocodile tears and it could be a show, and even seeing sometimes we don't know. But so how do we distinguish?
The how to distinguish, you see, it is difficult to distinguish the fake stuff until you see it in action. Right? The action will be different. Like, for example, you get... Nowadays you see fake fruits. Looks exactly like apple. Right? But you bite onto it, will it quench your... will it satisfy your hunger? Will there be any juice in it? Although apparently it looks like that, sometimes it looks even more real than the real apple. Right? So that's the difference between the fake and genuine. The fake display of these ecstatic symptoms, that means without really experiencing it, externally you're showing that you got it. Right? What is ecstatic symptoms? The internal love that is experienced in the heart, and the ecstasy resulting out of that. That ecstasy is manifested externally through the body in the form of those eight kinds of ecstatic symptoms. They're the symptoms. They're not the real stuff. The real stuff is Krishna prema. Right? Now, if one is artificially displaying those ecstatic symptoms without really experiencing the love for Krishna internally, internally they will remain empty. Right? Externally, they may get some adoration and appreciation and worship because of the display. But Krishna will not be available to them. Now, what is important? Recognition and worship from all others, or recognition from Krishna? Naturally, the goal of life is to be recognized by Krishna, not some recognition, cheap recognition from outsiders. Prabhupada used to hide it. That is what pure devotee does. Especially in public, they don't want to display. And Prabhupada himself said, when you have something very precious, do you want to go and display it in the marketplace? You protect it, you hide it. If you have a lot of money, do you go and blow your trumpet? Then the income tax people will come and get you. Right? So you rather hide it. Don't tell anybody. Right? Yes, two hands got up simultaneously. Okay, I'll take first Prem Pradeep, and then I'll take your, the one who is standing behind.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna themselves. So when Radha feels separated from Krishna, but actually Krishna was inside, Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, so how Radha feels separated of Krishna if Krishna is just behind her?
That is love. Right? There is no logical understanding of why there should be any feeling of separation from Krishna. That's what Uddhav tried to make the gopis understand. Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan. The purpose actually was to teach Uddhav a lesson. Because Uddhav was very proud, Buddha was feeling a little proud. So Krishna detected that. So Krishna told Uddhav, Uddhav, you see these gopis in Vrindavan, they are just crying for me. So why don't you go and give them some advice and tell them not to feel so bad about me. So Uddhav went to Vrindavan. And he started to tell the gopis, why are you feeling the separation? Krishna is a super soul, he is in your heart. There is no separation as such. As the super soul, he is omnipresent. So you try to feel his presence in that way. Do you know what the gopis said? Uddhav, keep your knowledge to yourself. You do not know what love is. That's why you're speaking like this. You do not know what love is. So this is love. There is no room for reasoning. Like, love is blind. Yes?
It seems like the conversation, the discussion is quite esoteric. So along those lines, I want to ask why in the Tulsi prayers, because every living entity has, to my understanding, has an eternal swarup, a state that they have, and a relationship to Krishna. Why then in the Tulsi prayers we ask to become Tulsi Maharani's maidservant?
Not Tulsi Maharaj's maidservant, Krishna's maidservant. Also, Tulsi Maharaj's maidservant also is fine. Because to be the maidservant of Krishna's devotee is even higher. So, yes, our sarup, that I think I'll just see if whether I got your question right. Your question is that everybody has his sarup. Then why we are praying to Tulsi Maharani to give us service to Krishna or make us servants of Krishna?
But in particular, why are we asking to become a maid servant?
Oh.
Because you may be a cow or a coward boy or made of grass.
Yeah. So leave it up to Krishna, whatever it is. But since you are asking her, then, you know, like this is in that mood. He is us praying like that. Shokhir anugato karo, seva adhikaro diye karo nijo dashi. Yeah, that is actually Tulsi Maharani. That karo nijo dashi, make me your maid service. So, one way to look at it is because Tulsi Maharani is female, it's better to serve her as a maid servant than a male servant. Because male servant won't be able to serve Tulsi Maharani so nicely. So that's why Kara Nijo Dashi. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, okay, I got Dayana Biram's first. And after that, I'll take Aradhana. And then third hand came up here. Okay, Vinod Mahajan. And these three will be the last. Oh, Jadurani was... Okay, fourth Jadurani.
Maharaj, is 12 years that are mentioned in this seventh verse. What significance it has?
There are yuga. The word yuga can mean many things. The smallest concept of yuga is 12 years. And the larger concept of yuga is chatur yuga, dibba yuga. That is four yugas together. That means 4.32 billion years. Right. So here Prabhupada is translating with the smallest concept of yuga. Okay, give it to her, the mic.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. How we can understand the feeling of union in separation and feeling of separation in union?
You have to be in love. Not that, I mean, it is not union, it's not a matter of feeling something artificially. That in love, due to separation, the memory becomes so intense that one feels that, well, the person is already there. And when the person is there, you are with the person, then there is an anxiety at the heart, what will happen if he goes away from? So that's why I say that it has to be, it is a very unique consideration of love. Vinod Manjari, take the mic. Yes, to do it in a real way, he became Radharani. Krishna is omnipotent. He can do anything. So he can become Radharani also. So that's what he did. Became Radharani. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But the thing is, if he's all-knowing, what is the way for him to understand?
He is all-knowing, but this loving exchange, if we leave it at that, then where is the question of falling in love with Radharani? He is omnipotent, why does he need? But still Krishna needs it. Because this is the aspect of Ladini Shakti. Joy, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So if he is the supreme enjoyer, then there has to be the arrangement for enjoyment. Right? Otherwise it will become an impersonal, I mean otherwise this concept is like an impersonal concept. Oh, he is already the Supreme Personality of God. Why does he need that? He is already the Supreme Personality of God. Why does he need food? Isn't it? Why do you offer him food then? Right? Because Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer as well. And that enjoyment is experienced through the loving exchange. Enjoyment, joy and love are interrelated. So Krishna experiences the joy through love. And when there is love, then these feelings are there. And this feeling is, you know, what is there in me that she loves me so much? What kind of attraction, what kind of sweetness is there in me that she is attracted to me? Right? Now, if we leave it at that, Krishna is all-knowing, then there is no room for that. If Krishna is all-knowing, then where is the question of separation? If Krishna is omnipresent, where is the And that's why the gopis' response to Uddhava was, you do not know what love is. You have the knowledge, but you do not know love. Okay, Jadurani? Give it to Mother Jadurani.
I just wonder, in the last verse of the Shikshastakam, it seems like Lord Chaitanya is Radharani is presenting the emotions of love. They're totally unconditioned.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what, there's no limit to the condition. And then after that, you told the story of Kurukshetra, that Radharani, she's saying that she cannot have the same feelings in these conditions, that he's dressed like that and having all this.
Good point.
So how to understand that?
Yeah, good point. You see, that unconditional love is there with the object of love. But here she is feeling that this person is not the object of love. This Krishna of Dwarka is not the object of her love. Krishna of Vrindavan is the object of her love. To him, yes, is completely unconditional, but not to this person. And that's why, who is he? I never seen him before. That's her point. I never seen him before. And look at Krishna's mood. Krishna is so happy that, you know, that after such a long separation, he met them, that his face lit up with a beautiful smile. His eyes blossomed like two fully bloomed lotuses. His hands stretched out to embrace them. And in that intense feeling, he assumed this form of Lord Jagannath. So Radharani is feeling in a certain way, and Krishna is also responding in a certain way. And the ultimate culmination is, take him to Vrindavan. Which has been very beautifully described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of the Radhkat, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing one song which apparently is just like a mundane love song. Ja kaumara haro sa evo hi parastan ste chaitra chaitra khrapa chanmilita maloti sura bhayo prouda kadamba lila sa chaivashmi Shurat Vaparo Leela Vidho Reba Rodhoshi Betoshi Torutali Cheto Samutkantati. That is, although Ja Kaumara Haro, the one who stole my heart when I was a maiden, today he is my Lord. And it's the same springtime night of the month of Chaitra. The beautiful breeze is blowing, carrying the fragrance of Maluti flowers. And it is me, the same maiden. We met, but still my heart is yearning to go to the bank of the Reba River under the Betoshi tree. So, no one could understand why Mahaprabhu was singing that song. Only Sarup Damodar knew his heart. And then, after the Ratha Jatra was over, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Goswami used to live in a hut near the. When he used to visit, he used to stay with Haridas Thakur. And so Mahaprabhu came to Rupa Goswami at that time, went to take his bath. No, Rupa Goswami is there. So Mahaprabhu is, take his bath. Mahaprabhu was sitting there and he noticed that there was a palm leaf stuck on the ceiling of the hut. So he took it out and he found a verse which is saying in the mood of Srimati Radharani that, my dear friend, I met with Krishna again. And it's, I'm the same Radha, but my heart is yearning to go back to the bank of Jamuna in the forest of Vrindavan, which is flooded with the fifth note of Krishna's flute. See the link? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling everybody, Sarva Damodara Ramananda Roy, how did Rup get to know my heart? How did Rup get to know my heart? And they said, you must have bestowed your special mercy to Rup, that's why he could understand your heart. Otherwise, who can ever understand your heart? So this poetry actually is describing the mood of Srimati Radharani. That she met Krishna after such a long separation, but she is not feeling satisfied. Because her heart is yearning to go back to that same situation in Vrindavan, the way they used to meet. Thank you. Yes.
And you said separation makes the hearts grow fonder, but there is also this proverb that out of sight, out of mind.
That is when love is missing. Thank you, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi. Rasamandala Prabhu, so you will make the presentation today? This evening, yeah. Right. See, what did you give any time to Rasamandala Prabhu? Tell me what time, 6:30? It was 8 o'clock. Okay, fine, at the end. Okay, fine, fine. Hare Krishna, just a short announcement. This is Rasamandala Prabhu, a very dear godbrother of mine, and a wonderful devotee, very scholarly devotee. Rasamandala Prabhu is involved in the Bhaktivedanta College in Radhadesh. How many of you know that there is an educational institution here in Radhadesh? Okay. So Rasamandala Prabhu is one of the persons in charge of this institution. And so Rasamandala Prabhu tonight will make a presentation about this college. Would you all would like to eagerly waiting for that presentation?
Yes.
Okay. So please, Rasamandala Prabhu at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Jai Shri.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, I still want to remind you for tomorrow morning. We have to be strictly in that parking and the guest house there at 7:30. And the German organizers have very much anxiety that everything will go very punctually. Because we will be with about 400 devotees. And so it will be quite an organization. And we must be able to start strictly at 11:30 in Köln. So therefore, please be there 7:30 tomorrow morning in this parking. Also, because we have to pay the driver's cash in the bus, please, those who did not pay yet, pay today for this Ratiyatra. Another thing is, those devotees who have made pictures here from our seminar retreat, please send the pictures to me. I was not able to make pictures myself, and we want to post them on our Easter Gosti as much as possible. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
quite keen to have it there.